On the line with us as part of our Tuesday morning superintendent series, Carrie Meyer, superintendent, Ishpeming Public Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, lots of things going on in different ways because of the continued COVID matters and everything. But what's the latest you can tell us about what's going on with Ishpeming Schools?
Well, we've had a very unusual year, just like the rest of the districts. We currently have our elementary and middle school in session, but as many have heard, high school students in Michigan are distant learning through December 8th. As a result, our teachers are connecting through their Google or Canvas platform, and we're working hard as a district to make sure all students are progressing with the state curriculum.
Now, of course, that means that some things are on pause and on hold, including athletics. What can you tell us with that?
Yes, the Michigan High School Athletic Association is hoping to finish all high school fall playoff starting games starting next week through the month of December. Of course, this will be dependent on the students returning to school next week on Wednesday. And then with that, winter sports will be permitted to resume practice next week Wednesday and continuing with games starting in January. So we're crossing our fingers that these kids can have some normalcy to their lives and get back to athletics as well.
Well, Carrie, I do have to ask you this. I mean, we're hearing a lot of things around here about how a lot of school and administrators are saying that having the kids in face-to-face learning has a possibility of being actually a better thing and helping out with that. I mean, we don't know what's going to exactly happen, but it sounds like there might be a shift that way. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. The data shows across the UP that schools have not been a super spreader. And it's because schools in the UP are practicing safe practices. We're masking up all day long. We're doing what we can to distance kids as much as possible. And our cleaning is more thorough than ever. So it is a safe place. You know, we have not had a lot of positive cases that resulted because of exposure in school. Most of our positive cases that have occurred are a result of being exposed out of school. Of course, when we find out of an exposure, we quarantine immediately to make sure there's no spread. And also because of that fast reaction, I think that, you know, schools are doing a very good job of not making our schools super spreaders. So, you know, pats on the back to all the schools in the UP. Everybody's doing a great job.
Well, we've talked to a lot of your colleagues and, you know, old guys like us, you know, we think of a couple of months off of school would have been great. But we're learning, and I'm sure you're seeing this too, Carrie, that the kids will do what they need to do to be able to stay in school because they want to be there.
They have followed our processes and procedures so carefully. They do want to be in school. They want to be in school. They want to be back participating in sports. They want to be around the friends that they know. So we're hoping that we can continue that, absolutely.
We're talking with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools. Carrie, one of the things that has been going on has been a project outside, which is the art park, and I know you have an update on that this morning.
Absolutely. You know, our Marquette County Land Bank Authority teamed up with other local partners to transform two broken buildings into a vibrant culture gathering place. This colorful display were designed by our Ishpeming students and also some alum. Currently, our high school advanced construction class is building a gazebo in the center of the art park. This art park, in case you're interested in checking it out, is at the corner of 3rd Street and Division Street. And a great place for community members to visit, relax, and view the beautiful pieces of art we have displayed.
Also, Carrie, I know that there's still things you're doing with food services, especially for pre-K through 8. You have that going on. What's the latest you can share with us with that?
Well, a quick reminder that our pre-K through 8 has free breakfast and lunch all the time for families to take advantage of. We qualify for that program, and we want to encourage parents and families to take advantage of that. Also, until the end of December, we're also able to offer our high school students free breakfast and lunch. They should take advantage of that the short while that it's still available. Hopefully, it'll be extended, but at least through December 30th as of now. Currently, the high school students who are in distant learning, they are also able to pick up food to go between 11 o'clock a.m. and noon now through December 8th during this distant learning time.
Well, it is an interesting time, but as we've talked with all of your colleagues, also as other superintendents of the districts, your schools are moving forward, you're working with it, and hopefully there will be an update that gets, you know, everybody back to face-to-face coming up very soon.
Absolutely. We're wishing for the best for all of our kids and staff.
Carrie Meyer on the line with us this morning. Thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck and keep us posted.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Carrie Meyer is superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, joining us for an Ishpeming Schools update. And if you missed any of that, we'll have it the whole interview at our website at sunny.fm.
We'll have a lot posted. It's been a busy day. We ain't done yet. Nashville's been busy pumping music into the popular charts as well. Kane Brown this morning, Sunny 101.9.